San Fernando Valley residents say they suffered personal injury and property damage after the Aliso Canyon natural gas oil well blew up and uncontrollably spewed nearly 100,000 tons of methane, petroleum hydrocarbons, crude oil, and other chemicals into the air for 118 days. It took Southern California Gas Company 4 months to close the blowout and led to the largest known release of methane in U.S. history. Over that time, residents complained of a sulfurous stench and maladies like headaches, nausea, and nosebleeds. Since then, the utility has faced more than 385 lawsuits on behalf of 48,000 people. Now, attorneys for 35,000 of them say they've reached a $1.8 billion settlement. But for at least some of those residents, like Andrew Brown of Porter Ranch, it's not enough.
It's a tiny amount for the pain and suffering people have gone through. What I really want to know is, where is the multi-billion dollar long-term medical fund for the people that live here?
Brown says residents exposed to 4 months of toxic fumes and chemicals may come down with longer-term health complications that will cost tens of thousands of dollars the settlement won't come close to covering. Critics say of the $1.8 billion, residents will receive about $25,000 each after attorneys take their share. For resident Craig Galante, it's a drop in the bucket, considering SoCal Gas hasn't even told residents all of what they were exposed to. He says he wants to take the company to trial.
Most importantly, we are not learning what we were exposed to. Those informations are known by SoCal Gas. Our Department of Public Health has been impotent to chase down this information. They have failed us. So the only path this community has to get to the truth is to go to trial. Let's go to trial. Let's put this in front of a jury. Let's see all the information.
Last year, a judge fined Southern California Gas parent company Sempra Energy more than $500,000 for refusing to comply with depositions. It was withholding nearly 200,000 documents from plaintiffs and their attorneys, which inhibited their ability to know all of what they were exposed to. A trial would bring that to light. State regulators also found the gas company failed to investigate previous well failures at the storage site, despite employees' warnings. It also failed to adequately assess its aging wells for disaster potential before the 2015 blowout. Residents point to these failures in calling for the closure of Aliso Canyon. They're calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to shut it down. Brown of Porter Ranch says it's a campaign promise the governor has yet to fulfill.
Governor Newsom looked at members of this community and told them he was going to shut down this facility. Looked them in the eye. He lied. And I'm now out here with my community holding him to that, holding him to shut down a facility that leaks every day. It's not our words, there are multiple studies. There are SoCal Gas employees who corroborate that. There's the fugitive emission fire to prove it visually. This field is dangerous today, it will be dangerous tomorrow, it will be dangerous until it is gone.
For the $1.8 billion settlement to go through, 97% of plaintiffs need to accept it, or that amount could be reduced if fewer agree. It's unclear whether those who disagree could still take the company to trial. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.